We're on. 87 Planet podcast is live and going. Today I just want to do a little fast rundown on the UFC 249 that's going to go down this Saturday, May 9th. That's what being still in place, I guess. Hopefully it doesn't change, because I think everybody on the right mind that it's going crazy. There's no sports. It's waiting for this shit to go down. So I'm just going to talk about a couple fights that I am more interested in. Not the whole card. So the prelims, I know the main event, the prelims is going to be it's called Cowboy Cerrone and Showtime. Now, on this one, I'm a fan of Cowboy. I think he has a fucking fantastic career. The most wins, the most knockouts, the most bonus, the most, he had another fucking record, I forgot. He had like fucking 5 or 6 records that he has the most of everything. And, I remember, what was it, like last year? I think it was last year where he fought like 6 times. 6 or 5 times, crazy, that's insane. You know, some fighters fight like once or twice a year, some once, twice every 2 years, you know, just because of injuries, or you're just, you know, they just don't want to fight, or they're just making up excuses, and so on and so forth. And I can name a couple. One that I can name, and I'm a fan of this guy, but I could, you know, see him just don't want to fight, or he's just waiting for the right fight, or he just being picky with his opponents, is Tyron Woodley. Well, like I said, I'm a fan of Woodley. He fought Wonderboy twice. He beat Lawler for a title. He beat Conduit. He beat Darren Till. And the fight against Usman, he looked off. He really did look off. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe he wasn't, you know, riding his head, or something was going on with him. And then that was it. You know, he was going to fight Robert Lawler again, and then he got injured, and then ever since, yes, no, yes, and I'm dedicated, I'm focused, and I don't give a fuck, and whoever wants to fight me, I'm down. But then again, no one, doesn't happen. Now, granted, you don't know if it's because of him, or because of UFC, or because of Dana. You don't fucking, who fucking knows, right? You know, and then go on and on with fight, fucking fighters. You know, Nate Diaz like that. Nick Diaz, God knows when he, I don't think he is ever going to come back and fight. So, that being said, between Cowboy and Showtime, I do feel that Showtime is going to win. For a number of reasons. And one of them, he's younger. He hasn't taken a lot of hits. He's coming from a loss from Nate Diaz. And actually, 2 losses. I think he has another spot. I think he fought another fight down South America, if I'm not mistaken. But I know he has a couple losses, just like Cowboy. But you know, he's being the most youngest, the you know, for both of them, you know, he has the least amount of damage done to him. Just, you know, Cowboy, he's asked two, he lost him in the first round. He lost the first round against Justin Gaethje. He lost his second. He lost the first round against Conor McGregor. Now, he came out and said that he was just off that day, that, you know, he didn't want to, you know, he kind of realized he didn't want to be there. But, you know, that's just him saying it. Who knows if it's true or if it's an excuse? I don't feel like it's an excuse because he doesn't seem like a fighter who will make up an excuse. So, you know, who knows, right? So the record between them two is Showtime. So yes, he did. He lost against Nate Diaz, and then he lost against Carlos Diego, UFC 246, was down in South America. But you know, I mean, prior to that, he lost against Tony. He won against Wonderboy Thompson. He lost against Nate Diaz, and he lost against Carlos Diego. And Cowboy has he lost against Gaethje, he lost against Tony, and he lost against Connor. So I mean, those three top guys at 55, right? Connor is 55, but they fought at 70. But still, you know, it's 55. So I feel like the Pettis is gonna win this fight. Being that he's younger, he has a more punch. I think jiu-jitsu wise, they're both, I think, a little bit equal. I think Cerrone is better in the groundwork in terms of jiu-jitsu, but I think the feet work, the footwork, and the punches and all that, and the youth that Pettis has will overcome the fight. So, you know, who knows? That's my prediction. And then the main car we have Greg Hardy versus Jordan De Castro for heavyweight. At featherweight, we have Jeremy Stevens and Calvin Cater, Francis Ngannou and Rosenstruck for heavyweight, Henry Cejudo and Dominic Cruz for bantamweight, and for the in title is Tony Ferguson and Justin Gaethje. So let's run this just to give a prediction. Greg Hardy and Castro. I think Castro's gonna win. This is a no-brainer. Sorry, Greg Hardy fan, but let's just be honest. Jeremy Stevens and Calvin Cater. I think Jeremy Stevens gonna win this fight just because he's underdog and I like his fucking attitude and his style, and plus he's Mexican too. Francis Ngannou and Rosenstruck. I think Rosenstruck's gonna win. Henry Cejudo, Dominic Cruz. I think Cruz is taking this one. Tony Ferguson and Justin Gaethje. I think Gaethje is taking this one. Now, Rosenstruck and Francis Ngannou. Why I have Rosenstruck as the winner? Because he's undefeated to begin with, and he just came from a crazy win, almost five rounds against fucking Overeem. Now, Francis beat Overeem as well, but I don't know. I think, you know, Rosenstruck has a heavy, heavy, heavy hand. And same, you know, Francis does as well, but Rosenstruck is just, I don't know. I have a feeling that Rosenstruck is going to probably, if he can take Overeem's punches and kicks, he can take Francis' fucking punches. And if he gets Francis tired, then that's where Rosenstruck is going to come out on top for a W. Now, if Rosenstruck survives the first two rounds, is Rosenstruck going to take the win? Most definitely. If he doesn't survive, I mean, he got knocked the fuck down. So, you know, 50-50 right there. But I'm going more towards Rosenstruck on this one. Henry Cejudo and Dominic Cruz. I think Dominic Cruz, you know, whether 3.5, 4 years layoff, he had time to recover, time to heal all his aches and pains. he had time to assess his holes, his, you know, his weaknesses, you know, I think he's ready and focused to get the belt back and to have a last one final run at UFC and to retire. So I'm going for Dominic Cruz in this one. I think Henry Cejudo is a fucking crazy talented wrestler and MMA fighter, but I feel like in this particular fight, I think Cruz wants it more than Henry, and Henry has never fought a typical a guy like Dominic Cruz. The way he jumps, the way he moves around, it's just like kind of like Ali, you know, runs like a butterfly or whatever it's called, and sting like a bee. You know, it's just the way he bounces, the way he punches, the way he moves, the way he kicks. And Cruz has a fucking crazy style that I've never seen no one fall like that before. And he's gonna, you know, expose Henry. So, you know, we'll see. Dominic Cruz on this one. Tony and Justin. I think I'll say this on this one. It's a five round fight. If Justin doesn't get it done the first three rounds and it goes down to the fifth, then Tony's going to win. Now, that's all, you know, fine and dandy, but and this one is pretty, you know, difficult to say who's going to win. I'm a fan of both guys. They're both wrestlers. They're both good strikers. But in the end, I feel that if it does go to the ground and to the jiu-jitsu game, I think Tony has a better arms on jiu-jitsu. So, like I said, if it goes to the fourth and fifth round, then Tony's going to take the W. If it doesn't, the first three rounds, Gaethje gets a W. I can see that happening as well. So, I mean, I'm always, you know, it seems like I'm going 50-50 on almost all fights because I always find reasons to why the other one's going to win and why the other one's going to lose. But hey, that's just me talking shit. Doesn't mean that I'm right. Doesn't mean that I'm wrong. So, there it is. I'm going for Registered, Dominic Cruz, and Justin Gaethje. And Jeremy Stevens and Castro for the main card. Again, UFC 249 this Saturday, May 9 at 7 p.m. Pacific time at Jacksonville, Florida. Let's see. Hopefully, man, today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday, weigh-ins, and then Saturday, the fight. So, two more days. Hopefully, everything fucking pops from here to Saturday. It's two more days, 72, whatever, 24 hours into the fight. And, man, you know, I will do another episode Sunday or Monday, just to recap on the fight. But I think it's going to be a great fight card. And I think, you know, a lot of people are going to enjoy it. So, fuck it. Hopefully you guys can have the money. Crazy times out here. Hopefully you guys have the money to fucking buy it. If not, fuck it. Just wait until the end. And you'll find out who's going to win. So let it be known. All right, people. I'm out.